This is real darts on a Yorkshire board. No trebles, no floaty shots, just a hell of a lot of skill.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, afternoon. Welcome to the programme. It reminds me of that clip of Fred Truman there that we play at the start of the programme. Indoor League's actually on telly in about an hour. I might watch instead of the Old Firm game. Not sure yet. 0-0, by the way, if you care, between Celtic and Rangers. I'm just on overs on the cars, to be honest. It's Richard Short. It is Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire. My voice is feeling a bit better, which is good. Let's start with this morning's back pages. And it's all about the rugby union. England's hat-trick hero Jonathan Joseph is the main focus of attention after helping England retain their rugby union Six Nations title. Joseph's dream is the Observer's headline. I hope one of the papers says he mocked up in a coat of many colours. He played a key role in the 61-21 thrashing of Scotland at Twickenham. You'll see a thrashing, go watch Cass versus Leeds. The Sunday Times describes, you notice this isn't the sun and the mirror today. The Sunday Times described it just sweeping, glorious and entertaining. While the Mail says the team now have their sights on beating Ireland next weekend to claim back-to-back Grand Slams, because rugby union lose nothing more than these made-up things. Have they won the Triple Crown yet? I don't know. The Sunday Express says England head coach Eddie Jones. He's, of course, the Australian who runs an England rugby team who does jokes, as opposed to the other one. He's challenged his team to become great after claiming a world record 19th consecutive test victory. The Sunday Telegraph. You see, still not the sun. Have already labelled the team the Invincibles. And says England's women followed up their success with a 64-0 annihilation of Scotland. There's another vote for yes. The under-20s won as well, because I watched it. They weren't very good, though, against Scotland. Away from rugby, it says here. The Sunday People. Now we're back on terms, ladies and gentlemen. They claim Gareth Southgate, the England manager, you may remember, is considering dropping captain Wayne Rooney from the England football squad because he's not playing enough for Manchester United. Yes, England are back in action shortly in the world of exciting international football, which, you know, we all hate these days. Which means endless speculation on Wayne Rooney. Brilliant. The Sunday Mirror suggests Arsenal's board have told manager Arsene Wenger he has to make a decision about his future by the 1st of April. How do they know? Did Piers Morgan tell them? And there's transfer speculation in the Super Sorry Way Sun. Of course there is. Are you ready for this one? You know, usually it's Gareth Bale's going to join Shanghai Shenhua. No! Premier League leaders Chelsea. They're the ones that are any good. You remember? They're lining up a move for Manchester United's... you won't believe this. Who are they going to sign from Man United? Right, who's in the Man United squad? Phil Jones, Luke Shaw. I'm just thinking of random players. David De Gea. Someone else. No, they're going to sign Jesse Lingard in the summer. Jesse Lingard's off from Man United to Chelsea. So there you go. That's his morning's back page. The football lot just thought, it's not going to be about the Six Nations. We may as well not bother.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
I was watching the football, Celtic and Rangers. It's still 1-0 to Celtic. It's all a bit, I don't know, depressing. I've often thought, if I was given the job as Celtic manager, I would win the Scottish Premier League. I'm not a very confident person in my own abilities, but of that, you pretty much just pick 11 players from your squad. All the rest of the teams are rubbish, aren't they? Forget the championship, everybody. The most important title race in Britain is still Sport on Sunday's top of the form. And my word, is it going down to the wire? Because the top six are Bradford City with 5.43 Sport on Sunday coefficient points. Leeds United in fifth, 5.73. Huddersfield Town, 6.14 and a game in hand. Halifax Town, who've got a million games in hand, 6.25. It'd be great if Halifax won this. Then come Sheffield United and Doncaster Rovers, separated only by goal difference. And it couldn't get much closer as Rangers equalise. Doncaster, 6.72. Sheffield United, having not played, 6.75. Who's going to win the Sport on Sunday top of the form league table thing? It's going to go right down to the final games of the season. And you'll hear all of the action on the spreadsheet live on Sport on Sunday, every Sunday on Radio Yorkshire. Hello, Richard Short here, host of Sport on Sunday. And I read an interview this week with Barry Davis, the great commentator. You know the one.
Interesting. Very interesting. Oh, look at his face. Just look at his face.
Yeah, that's it. And he said that we get the commentators we deserve. Which means that, obviously, all listeners to Radio Yorkshire's football and rugby league coverage are very intelligent people. But, unfortunately, some people listen to... And especially the ones who listen to... They get what they deserve.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Join us, like the rest of the intelligent folk, Sunday Sunday.